Oh! we just finished, the new album is basically done.
Right.
And it's out on March 1st on CD and download, and then a European label called God Records in Graz, Austria, has licensed the record for double LP. Which,
oh, sick. I was going to ask if there was going to be a
yes.
version for us.
Analog O-Files.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, you know that I've always poo-pooed the analog realm.
Yeah. Hey, my amp's in the shop. I've been, like, Bandcamp and you know, GratefulDeadArchive.org for, like, the last week, so...
Yeah. Well, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do, right?
Exactly.
I'm not against LPs. I'm a little cynical about the market.
Right.
And, you know, there is the investment, because I'm still a DIY record producer.
Right.
Who's technically living beneath the poverty level, so... the idea of pressing a double LP myself and then having yeah. to sell it was not appealing, but I did put a word out and a few people were interested. God Records is more of a sort of modern classical record label, but the guy, Slobodan, who is doing it, sort of has a wild hair up his ass, and he thinks the Luttenbachers are kind of like his dirty-ass rock and roll band.
Right.
So he really wanted us to just be as perverse as possible, so he insisted on a gatefold cover, which of course... You know, it's like these fucking ugly guys. So, I mean, it's hilarious. You know, it's such a low-resolution picture that when the designer blew it up, he was like, I was like, as long as it's not pixelated, like, as long as it doesn't look like digital artifacts.
Right.
If it's fuzzy, if it looks like Trout Mask replica or something,
yeah.
It's totally okay. So I had to print it out to make sure that it didn't have big chunks in it. I mean, it's...
Right.
Well, the ink's off on my printer, so the color's a little weird, but... You know, but he was like, yeah, I want it to be disgusting. I want people to open up this double album and see you assholes. And he's totally down with us being extreme.
Right.
And the good thing about God Records is if this release does fine, which I'm sure it will, he's interested in pressing some of the later Luttenbachers records.
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah.
So that's very exciting to me because they'll be great on LP.
Yeah.
Psyched.
На Среднем Урале минус 5-10.
В Архангельской области 0+5.
В Мурманской области +1.
В Вологодской области -3, +2 градуса.
В Псковской области 0+5.
В Калининградской области +6, +11, небольшой дождь.
В Карелии +2, +7 градусов.
В Коми АССР 0-5.
В Беларуси +3, +8, небольшой дождь.
В Молдавии 10-15 градусов тепла.
В республиках Советской Прибалтики +4, +10, небольшой дождь.
На курортах Кавказских минеральных вод +6, +11.
В Ленинграде +3, +5 градусов.
В Москве, Подмосковье облачная погода с прояснениями, без осадков, ветер восточный, температура ночью 0-2, днем 0+1 градус.
In the kingdom of The Dark is Rising, a drama by Susan Cooper for BBC World Service. Episode 7, The Besieging.
When the dark comes rising, six shall turn it back.
Three from the circle, three from the track.
Wood, bronze, iron, water, fire, stone.
Five will return, and one go alone.
Hawkins' betrayal has cracked open our protection, and the dark could slip in at any moment. Will looked up and saw, framed in the sitting room doorway, the outline of the visitor's face.
The rider.
Saw the red-brown hair, the blue eyes, and he froze.
Will, come here a minute. Say hello to our guest, Mr. Matothin.
This Mr. Matothin, his father's friend from goodness knows where, was the rider from somewhere outside time. Quickly, Will hid the Jamaican carnival mask from Stephen under a cloth. As he turned back again...
This is Will, my youngest son.
The rider stared at Will in open, triumphant challenge, a small smile on his lips.
You!
Will stretched out his right hand with its fingers spread stiff towards his family and...
Time, stop!
He froze them out of all movement and they stood as waxworks round the room.
How dare you come here?
The two of them stood facing one another, the only living objects there.
How dare you enter our house at Christmas?
No one else moved, nor did the hands of the clock.
Get out!
Contain yourself. I can cross your threshold, my young friend, because I have been invited. Your father, in good faith, asked me to enter the door. He is the master of this house, and there's nothing you can do about that.
Then I shall use the Old One's words of destruction upon you.
Oh, no, Will Stanton, that won't work. If you use weapons of that kind here, you'll blast your whole family out beyond time. Sweet Mary there, look, her pretty mouth half open. She'll be gone forever.
Leave her out of it.
You young fool. Do you think for all your gift of grammar you can control me? Keep your place, boy.
But you are afraid of my masters.
The dark is rising, young old one, and this time we do not propose that anything shall hinder its way.
Never.
Tell your masters, nothing shall stop us. Tell them all the things of power that they hope to possess we shall take from them. All of the signs we shall break your circle before it can ever be joined, and none shall stop the dark from rising. Unfreeze.
Will, come here a minute and say hello to our guest, Mr. Matothin. This is Will, my youngest son, who's just turned 11.
How do you do, Mr. Matothin?
Compliments of the season to you, Will Stanton.
Will you stay for a cup of tea or something, Mr. Matothin?
He can't.
Will?
Well, he's I'm in a hurry. No, I thank you, Mrs. Stanton, but I'm on the way to spend the day with friends, and I must be off.
Oh, so where are you going, Mr. Matothin?
My, what lovely long hair you have, Mary. Very pretty. You have a stray hair on your sleeve, Mary.
The rider reached out and delicately removed the hair from her sleeve.
Now, you'll have to excuse me. I have to go. Leave you all to your breakfasts. And Will, in particular, looks hungry to me.
So,